25 minutes it is in front of 10 o'clock at the Thursday morning talk of the town show. It's been a huge day, but we do really save the best for last today. It is Utica, common council member at large, Jerry Cross. That's a big title. How big is your business card, by the way?
Covering the whole city. Well, I have front and back.
Uh-huh.
It just wraps around.
Does I see you got the specs on today. You normally don't have the glasses, so I'm thinking that, you know.
I got fine print. I got to tell you about some of the increases in the Time Warner cable bill. So I had to read the fine print, so I had to put my glasses on.
Well, we got a lot to talk about today, but before we do, you have a guest today, and her name is Dolly. Now, you actually were on KTV with Dolly not too long ago.
Yeah, every Monday I go on WKTV at noon with a dog, sometimes a cat, not very frequently, but we did do a cat on our guest shot a couple weeks ago. But I brought Dolly, the beagle, a couple weeks ago on TV, and maybe it's a good thing that they're not being shown to the immediate Utica area, because she would have got scooped up. She's such a beautiful beagle.
She is just adorable.
About 5 to 7 years old. She came into us from a house fire. So I took her to all the schools. I was going around picking up donations from the school children for Christmas, and she was so good with the kids, and she rode well with me. She walked with me well, and you know, the girls in the office would say, Jerry, what are you doing? You got to take the dog home. She sits by the door waiting for you every morning. And I'd come to work. She'd come and lay right next to my desk. I'd put a blanket out. She'd lay right there. So the more I looked at her, and it's been about a year since my dog passed, and I said, you know what? I think I'm ready. So I put the adoption papers in, and now we're a fearsome twosome.
Boy, she is absolutely
a dynamic
adorable.
Duo.
Yeah. By the way, happy anniversary. You've now been a Utica Common Counselor for a year.
1 year, yeah. We got sworn in a year ago, the four new members of the Common Council. So, every day is a learning day, Mike. I always tell people I learn something new every day, whether it's city politics, what's going on at the shelter, and just in general life. You know, just always so much to learn and to soak up. And, you know, we're gaining traction. I mean, myself personally, I think, you know, I'm getting to know finally, you know, after the first year, who to go to for all these questions and complaints. You know, what kind of process to get the ball rolling when you want to get some legislation starting or some resolutions. And, you know, now we're charging into the new budget that we're going to be developing for the city of Utica. And we've got one under our belt, which was kind of, you know, it was a rush situation for us last year. And, you know, we really went in with our eyes wide open, learned a lot, but now we're ready.
Okay. More work or less work than you thought it was going to be, or pretty much what you thought it was going to be?
You know, what's a lot of the work, and, you know, this is part of the territory. You know, we knew what we were getting into, but we do meetings, general council meetings, every other Wednesday. But in between, we have a lot of committee meetings, and we go out to neighborhood association meetings, and we get out there to see what's going on. As you mentioned, I'm a member at large, which is there's three of us at large. We cover the whole city. So I'm dropping into meetings all over the city. I'm taking phone calls from people all over the city. I'm addressing concerns that cover the whole city, whereas some of the different wards and districts would focus in on certain areas of Utica. There's three of us that do the whole city. But everybody has the whole city's interests at heart, for sure.
You guys met last night, correct?
Yes.
Let's talk about some of the things. Allocation committee report.
We had the Community Development Block Grant Committee, led by Gene Allen, and a bunch of great volunteers from the Utica area. They are tasked with taking a sum of money from the federal government and divvying it up amongst deserving groups in the city of Utica. They have to meet criteria, so they weigh the criteria, they go through the merits of the applications, and Brian Thomas from the city of Utica, he's also involved, and they have to allocate money as far as need and purpose. So we heard a report from them. They gave us their preliminary findings, their determinations, who should get what, and now as the council, we'll take a look at all that and see how that plays out with the total money coming in and what some of these groups got last year, what they're going to use it for this year, and we'll kind of review what the report tells us.
What's going on with Housing Visions? Actually, we had Jerome McKenzie in here talking about that not too long ago.
This is the big project that the group that already has done a lot of great work in the city of Utica, and they're proposing to do a lot more with this new project called Genesee Crossing, and we talked about it yesterday, and it's come to the floor for the council approval. We did have some questions yesterday about the pilot program that's put in for in lieu of tax payments. So we're going to review that with them this Monday. Again, another special committee meeting. That was I was trying to get to. I think I got off track a little bit. With the regular council meetings on our schedule, we also have committee meetings, and we get different committees. I'm on the Public Safety Committee. I'm on the Codes Committee. We just started up a Cable Review Committee, and I sit in on some of the other committees this week. I sat in on an Economic Development Committee meeting. That's where a lot of the work is being done by the council. You know, we meet with some of the administrators in City Hall and outside City Hall, and we talk about different topics. We've got a lot to talk about that develops before we bring it out for legislation on the floor of the council. So there are a lot of committee meetings that really are taking up our schedules, and a lot of people don't know about that, and they say, oh, you're just a council guy, you just go in every other week, right? Well, it doesn't work that way. You know, we're constantly, every day, you know, we're dealing with city matters.
Now, Housing Visions, they're a nonprofit, right? And they've actually did a lot of work in Syracuse, but they've been in Utica. They've actually done a lot of revitalization. They kind of got like a block-by-block mentality when it comes to revitalizing, and they've already done some really good work, correct?
They've done a lot of properties. If you come down Oneida Street, you'll see a lot of their work, and this project's going to cross over Genesee, some areas over by Francis and Noyes, and then you get over by Loretto, and also one of the big items on their hit list this time around is the Castle, corner of Oneida and Kemble. And that is a property that's been standing vacant for about 30 years. Nobody wants to rehab it because it's crumbling from the inside out.
Right.
It's going to take a lot to just demo it, and they're coming in saying, we will take that property. We'll take care of demolishing it, taking care of the asbestos and the lead abatement, all that stuff, and then we're going to put up a brand new. They want to put a 9-unit senior housing building right there. So we like that idea. You know, there's some questions from the council. You know, some of the different councilmen have very in-depth questions as far as the funding. It is a big project, $8.5 million, I think, for the whole project. And, you know, there are some concerns as far as, you know, some of the costs. So it's a spirited debate that we have. You know, yes, it is expensive from a tax view, but, you know, there's the opinion that if we don't take these kind of opportunities here in the city of Utica, they will be taken somewhere else around us. And I'm agreeing with some of that. You know, we should have these federal monies coming into us. Yeah, when you break it down, it is kind of expensive when you look at it. But again, they're doing all the site work, they're doing all the demolition, and they're taking care of, you know, all the necessary requirements and the codes requirements to put these buildings, brand new buildings, up. And it gives low to moderate income families and individuals an opportunity to get into a nice place. And it improves the housing stock of the city of Utica, and it certainly makes things look better.
Yeah, and that certainly just kind of breeds more of that kind of thing. Did you guys talk at all about the master plan last night? Because it seems as though there's almost some now within the council that don't really see the vision in the master plan, that it's more a vision to create a vision, if that makes any sense at all.
We did have a discussion from one of the members of the committee yesterday, and he wasn't there speaking as far as a committee report. We're going to be doing those. But Mr. Montecalvo, he had different opinions and ideas and summaries he wanted to present to the council. So we heard him in the caucus, which is before the regular council meeting. We heard him for about 15 minutes yesterday. And others on the committee will have their reports to give us. There's maybe six different committees that are going to report about the master plan, and we're going to go through it. You know, it is the roadmap for us. You know, it is what we need. We haven't had one done in over 50 years in the city of Utica, and from, you know, what we understand, a lot of the agencies, federal and state, they want to know, do you have a master plan before they start getting into funding? And they want to know, do you have a roadmap? Do you know, you know, where you want to be, and plans and maps how to get there? You know, what do you have for the outlook for the city of Utica?
And the clearer that plan is, the greater the likelihood that you can score a bunch of this grant money. Let's switch gears and talk about something we haven't talked about in a long time, KTV.
The WKTV Time Warner cable issue. We brought a resolution on the floor yesterday, and again, you know, we want everybody to know, we wish we had power to actually bring them into a room, sit them down, lock the door, and say, don't knock on the door to come out until you come up with an agreement. We can't do that. It's business to business, and, you know, government has its role. Business does their own thing. Now, with that said, there is certainly concerns for us as government officials to say we need to get public safety issues out on the cable system. Not everybody's got other opportunities to get WKTV in the Utica area. 70,000 subscribers were affected here. Some are going out to get the digital antennas. Some are switching to satellite, what have you. Some can listen to your newscasts of WKTV on the radio. which I find myself doing at work as well. But the fact remains, you know, there's school closings, road closings, government issues, community issues, mm-hmm. you know, even speaking from my end, from the Humane Society, the nonprofits are looking to, you know, get that local programming on the cable system to help our causes. You know, we have a lot of things that we do with the TV station that some people are missing now. So we want to, you know, again, do what we can. We put a resolution on the floor yesterday, and it was unanimously passed, that we want both sides to, again, continue negotiations, keep the communication going. Don't shut it down. Please come back. You know, I know Roanne and Senator Joe Griffel, they're involved. Tony Pacenti, our mayor in Utica, David Ruffaro. Everybody's come forth saying basically the same thing. Please try to get this done as soon as you can.
All right. Maybe if enough voices are raised, then it will be heard. Let's talk a little bit about... And I'm sorry, Councilman Vissera might have scooped you a little bit on this story this
Hey, let
morning.
Me know if you book Frank Vissera for one of your guests coming up so I can call in ahead of him.
Frank was an unbooked guest, and I'll tell you the story, and I always like talking to Frank. I enjoy having him on the show. But he actually called me on my cell phone and started, and I had 30 seconds left to before I got out of the break. I said, Frank, just call me back on the air. We'll put you on the air to talk. And so that's what happened. Frank was an unscheduled guest. So.
No problem. No, I mean, I listened on the way in, and I said, hey, there's Frank. I just talked to him last night at the council meeting. But, yeah, as far as the privilege of the floor, you know, this is a debate that goes on and on. We're there at the council meetings to do the city's business. We've got a lot to do, a lot of city business. And we certainly don't want to shut out anybody that wants to come and talk to us. We have opportunities. We list our phone numbers. We have these committee meetings. We have a lot of time for people to come up and talk to us. But sometimes it turns out we get into some of these meetings and we get some people coming up. And they're very well-intentioned, Mike, you know, and we certainly enjoy hearing some of their comments. But they get off track a bit. Outside of the city business that we need to take care of. So we're trying to determine the best way to hear their concerns, yet still focus and concentrate on some serious things that we have to do as the city legislators. So we decided, you know, first off, because what we were seeing was we have a lot of city business to talk about, and we know it's very important city business, and we would like people to understand what we do and to sit and watch what we do and to soak it in. So a lot of people would come early. Mm-hmm. They'd get up and rant and rave about things, and then before we even have a chance to answer them, they leave.
Mm. Wow.
So they would come, and they would, you know, tell us everything that's wrong or tell us everything that's right, and they wanted answers, and they were telling us this and that, and then before we even had a chance to respond to them, they'd up and leave.
Wow.
Because they didn't want to sit around and listen. They, you know, like you say, they're busy. So we said, well, let's put them towards the end, because now they'll hear mm-hmm. the kind of things that we do, and then when they have a better understanding of some of the legislation that's coming out, it might answer some of these questions. So we tried that at the end, and then, you know, some people said, well, maybe that's not the best spot for them at the end. So we decided, again, we're going to put them back up front, but they have to speak about legislation. It's got to be about pending legislation, because otherwise you get the rundown of, you know, what kind of events are coming up for these groups and this and that. And that's all well and good, but maybe the council meeting is not the proper time for that. What I think some people are understanding is it's being recorded and it's shown on a cable system on Channel 99 in Utica. So I think some people like that idea that they're being on the cable and they're getting their message out there for their groups and events and things like that. But that's really not the purpose of the Utica Common Council meeting.
Well, what about the idea of, say, a time limit, Jerry, instead of, you know, having somebody getting up there and filibustering because, you know, their garbage was picked up incorrectly? You know, give somebody a 3-5 minute time limit. Come on, state your piece and, you know,
we do it.
Stay for the meeting if you can.
We do. It's a 3-minute. It's a 3-minute time limit now, and we want them definitely to state what kind of city legislation that they're going to be referring to when they come up to talk.
Okay, so you guys are pretty much are aware of what's going to be going on. You know, maybe not in
we have an agenda terms, that we put out. People can get the agenda. They want to know what's going to be coming up for a vote. They want to talk about, you know, if we're going to be voting on the master plan, if they want to come out and say a few words about that. If they want to talk about, you know, other concerns that we're going to be putting out for votes and referendums, they can come out and you know, say a few words about those.
All right. Did we miss anything today? What did we miss?
Did you see Dolly's laying on the floor sleeping over here? I guess, you know, we are not that interesting.
My show does that to a lot of people as well. It just puts them to sleep.
I got to start bringing dog biscuits in my pocket.
Well, I think maybe next time I'll bring the big red bone hounds, and, you know, so Dolly will have a little bit of a playmate.
She's bored.
So all heck would break loose here with, Jerry Krause. Thank you for coming
today.
Thank
you, Mike.
All right, we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Excellent.